It is my pleasure to introduce tonight, all the way from New Hampshire with us, on the line is Betty Hill. Good evening, Betty.
Good evening.
I want to thank you, first of all, for being on the program.
Thank you.
I understand that you have published a book called A Common Sense Approach to UFOs.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what that book does or what it tells people.
Well, let me begin in the beginning, sort of. When our experience first became known, we became a focal point of people reporting UFO sightings to us.
Right.
So that I started collecting all kinds of information here in New Hampshire about UFO sightings. And then in that 1975, after the movie, I started getting calls from people who were calling me and saying, I think I was abducted, but I don't know. And so I started working with these people to find out if they were abducted or not, and if they were not, what was the source of their beliefs. And, of course, as a result of this, I had to develop criteria to separate the real abductions from the psychological ones. And so my book just sort of grew out of all this research. Everybody else has written about me, so I thought it was time I did it. September 19, 1961, we left Montreal, Canada, in late afternoon, and we were driving down to the White Mountains of New Hampshire when we suddenly saw what we thought was a new star in the sky. When it began to move, we assumed it was a satellite, and then it turned and came and started coming in towards us. And it followed us for several miles in an area called Indian Head. It left the top of the mountain, came out over the highway, and stopped in midair directly in front of us. This is when Barney got out of the car with the binoculars in an attempt to try to identify this craft. And as he looked up, he could see a group of men standing in the windows looking down at him, and the craft began to descend. And he had the feeling they were trying to grab him, to capture him. So he ran back to the car, and we went speeding down the highway. I continued along. We kept looking for the craft again. We didn't see it. And about 30 miles further south, Barney turned off the main highway onto a secondary road, and then we found ourselves on a dirt road. And the men who had been on the craft were standing on a curve in the road in front of us. And then the car motor stalled. They came up in two groups, took us out of the car to a path in the woods to where the craft was on the ground. They just told us, you know, they kept saying, don't be afraid. We're not going to harm you. We just want to do some simple tests. The people, if you saw, one walked across the room and you only saw his back, you would never turn around and look. Those were the very, very beginning of the medical hypnosis by Dr. Simon. No, they did not look like that. They're people, their facial features are a little different from ours. Their eyes are larger, nose smaller, no lips, no protruding part of the ear, and no hair. They did some simple tests, and they took us into separate rooms. And there was, well, for purposes of identification, there was the one who seemed to be in charge and the one who spoke English. So we called him the leader. And then there was a second man who did the testing, so we called him the examiner. And then there were nine others that stayed out in the corridor, so we called them the crew members. So they did some simple testing, and when my exam was over with, the examiner went into Barney's room. And by this time, I'd completely lost all fear. I was beginning to enjoy myself. And I'm walking around the room, and I'm talking with him, and I said I needed something to take home to prove this had happened. And he gave me a book, which I looked at briefly. But then, of course, when I'm leaving the craft, they decided to take the book away from me. And he showed me a star map of where they were from. And he asked me questions about, like, how long did we live? What was the length of our lives? What was our nourishment? What did we eat? Things like this. And then Barney's exam was completed. With him, his exam was very similar to mine, except with me, they were interested in my nervous system, and they tried to do what they call a pregnancy test. But with Barney, they were interested in his bone structure. They attempted to insert a needle-like instrument in my navel. Yeah. And Dr. Simon gave me a post-hypnotic suggestion that if I wanted to, I could sketch the star map, but don't think about it. Just sit down and do it. So one day I did. And then later we discovered I had actually sketched a real pattern of stars, which can be seen only south of Mexico City. So it wasn't anything I looked at the sky and saw. And they explained the map to me. There were lines on it. The heavy lines were where they went all the time. And the broken lines were expeditions. And in doing the research of this, the heavy lines all go to star systems that we believe to be 5 to 11 billion years old. And the broken lines all go to star systems younger than that. But also, on the map, I had two stars, which our astronomers did not find until 1969 or 70. Right? And not only that, this area of the sky has a large number of stars. But I had all the stars that we believe to be possible, have the characteristics to be possible to have planets and maybe life. And I had just those and none others.